Both U.S. presidential candidates had formative experiences in Southeast Asia four decades ago. John McCain's plane was shot down in Vietnam during the war, and he spent more than 5 years as a prisoner. Last month, Morning Edition reported on how the U.S. campaign is playing in Vietnam. Turns out McCain has many admirers there. This morning, we visit Indonesia, where Barack Obama went to elementary school. Among many Indonesians, America's image has been tarnished by the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta, Indonesians have a soft spot for Obama.
Adang, just one name, is a little tired of reporters coming to his school in Menteng, expecting an Islamic boarding school and evidence of Barack Obama's secret Muslim identity, an image encouraged by some of Obama's political opponents in the U.S. Not true, the security guard says, as he leads me through the halls to the courtyard of the school.
Yang gak boleh dipugar, jadi dibuat sejarah. Dulu Barack Obama memang sekolahnya di sini.
He points to Obama's third and fourth grade classrooms and says, patiently, that this is not an Islamic school. Yes, we have a mosque, he says, but at prayer time there are rooms for Christians and Buddhists to pray in too. Public school number one Menteng is actually among the city's finest, in one of Jakarta's most exclusive neighborhoods, home to many of Indonesia's business and political elite.
Saya doain sih semoga dia jadi calon presiden Amerika.
Adang says he wants Obama to win next month simply because he's an alum. It would be good for the school's image, he says, if we can say that the President of the United States studied here too. About a mile away, a more nuanced perspective from an unlikely source. A shopkeeper who lives literally on the wrong side of the tracks, in the shadows of the gleaming new malls and high-rise condominiums sprouting here like mushrooms. In his memoir, Barack Obama writes about his mother's despair at the level of poverty here nearly 40 years ago. Shopkeeper Prabowo says the gap between rich and poor still exists. If anything, he says, it's getting worse. Prabowo says he's been following the U.S. presidential race closely, on TV and in the newspaper. The U.S. is a great superpower, and U.S. policy is felt throughout the world, Prabowo says. I like Barack Obama not because he lived in Jakarta, but because I believe he can help change America's image, especially in the Muslim world. If John McCain becomes president, Prabowo says, I don't see things improving in Iraq or elsewhere. But Obama says he'll stop the war, and that, the shopkeeper says, will be a good thing for everyone. Prabowo is Muslim, but says he doesn't care that Obama is Christian. Religion isn't relevant, he says. What matters is how Obama looks at the world and his ability to shape America's foreign policy for the better. But for others, religion does matter. Habib Muksin chairs the advisory board of the Islamic Defenders Front, the self-appointed morality police whose attacks on bars, restaurants, and minority groups smacks of Afghanistan's Taliban and their ministry of vice and virtue. Habib Muksin doesn't care much for George Bush, has no opinion about John McCain, but believes Barack Obama may do better by Muslims worldwide for having had a Muslim father and living for a time in a Muslim culture.
Barack Obama Kristennya adalah Kristen yang liberal.
He may be a Christian, but he's not a fundamentalist Christian like George Bush, Muksin says. And hopefully Obama can make U.S. foreign policy a bit softer. He's a non-believer, yes, but that doesn't mean we should be suspicious of him. And I believe his time spent here, Muksin says, will help him understand Muslims better than his opponent. Back in affluent Menteng, not far from Obama's former school, Rizal Marangyang is hoping for an Obama win, too. Rizal is 43 and is also running for president in Indonesia next April. He says he's got nothing against John McCain, but in Obama, he sees a kindred spirit.
It will be positive for me and for younger generation in Indonesia. It will not make us win the election, but it will create some kind of opening, momentum. Small momentum perhaps, but it will be useful. We say, hey, guys, we also need change here. We also need new blood here. We also need new spirit here. So it's useful for us.
New blood is good, he says, both in well-established democracies like America's and in newly established democracies like Indonesia's too. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.
And if you'd like to hear Michael's other report on John McCain in Vietnam, go to npr.org.